also celebrating today on the feast day of the Assumption. This incredible ministry, Pontifical Council for the Lady, encouraging the faithful worldwide to observe the 20th anniversary of Mularius Dignitatum in the coming year. Now, that's the apostolic letter, if you recall, that John Paul II wrote regarding the dignity of women. On the phone with me is someone who's directly involved in this ministry, and she's asked me to be a part of it, and I'm so excited. The website is really cool. Genevieve Kinnicky, am I saying that correctly?
That's just fine.
Okay. All right. Genevieve, good to have you on, and congratulations on this ministry.
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful time because you talked about growing up Catholic. Many of us didn't have that privilege, and so we looked in from the outside and said, I want what she's got. So I'm trying to play catch-up now as a convert, and one of the most beautiful, beautiful messages of the Church is her understanding of femininity. It's a beautiful thing.
Now, tell us about the Pontifical Council for the Lady and what they hope that we will do in the next year as we mark the 20th anniversary of John Paul II's apostolic letter to women.
Well, the most important thing is that, first of all, we read it. As always, please, please get a copy of this letter and read it. But each continent is asked to review it from a different light. And in North America, the what they thought would be most appropriate would be to look at it in light of the dignity of women in a technological and consumeristic society. And obviously those are two things that impact women's lives and family lives in general and make it very difficult to find God. Obviously your book reflects specifically on this, but how do we get past the technology and all of the things that people want to own and find God?
And how do we get past the culture, which is just so huge and has such a negative influence in so many ways on women? You know, we look sometimes, we get caught up in the world, and we look at the way the world views women in terms of dignity, and yet it's the Church and Jesus Christ that offers the true dignity.
Absolutely. But interestingly, if we look at consumerism, one of the biggest items out there for sale are women's bodies. And women just have to step away from this understanding that their worth comes in their outer vestige, that, you know, they have to have the right look and the right makeup and the right name brands and slim and trim and sexually available. All of that demeans her, absolutely demeans her. And if you read Mularius Dignitatum, you'll find that her essential dignity is found in her receptivity to the truth and the way that she receives the human person and spreads love. It's a wonderful message.
And also the way Christ received women and the way he treated women.
Oh, he was profound. Everybody, you know, thinks that he was stuck in his age, but no. I mean, he talked to the woman at the well. He talked to many people, many women especially, who had been on the outer edges of society, and he raised them up to a tremendous dignity. And from Jesus to all of the popes, and I think that women ought to know that the Church never, ever demeans women. They hold them up on a pedestal, if anything, all the way up to our present pope, who has said it's theologically and anthropologically important for women to be at the center of Christianity. That's Benedict. That's not even John Paul II. Mm-hmm. All of our popes have loved women.
Now, what will this particular ministry, in terms of looking at the 20th anniversary of this beautiful apostolic letter, what will we be doing? You've got the website, thedignityofwomen.com. Tell us about the ministry and the idea behind it.
Well, as you said, dignityofwomen.com is very, very important, and this is a very organic growth. I'm not directing anything. I'm not a gatekeeper in any way. What we want women to do is to pray over this and say how best their local communities could observe this document. It might be local study groups, it might be days of reflection, it might be bigger congresses, it might be asking the priest to have a particular day to observe, you know, the questions surrounding the challenges of women. Each group of women is going to look at its needs. Some are older, some are younger, some are struggling with the whole idea of sexuality, some are struggling with motherhood, some are struggling with death and taking care of aging relatives. You know, each woman has to see how she wants to observe it, and what we would love to do is provide a bulletin board for all the events to plug people in to say, okay, I'm in the Midwest, what's going on around me? And God willing, the bishops will get on board, although this is an initiative of the laity. It is an official Vatican initiative, so hopefully the bishops of each diocese will work in collaboration with the women to say, how can we best serve you and spread this beautiful message?
You also have a series of speakers, including yourself and my friend Donna Marie Cooperall Boyle, who's now a regular guest with her Mom's Corner segment on this program, and she's the one who initially told me about what you were doing, and I got so excited. Some great speakers on the website.
Yes, and each and we want more speakers. If people know of good speakers, someone they've heard in their local area or at a conference, please send their contact information. We would like to have as many speakers as possible, because if this does grow in the way we would like it to grow, there will be events all across the country, and there'll be plenty of opportunities for each person to be called upon to speak to women in her area on her expertise. And, of course, some speak about single life, some speak about chastity, some speak about motherhood, as I say. There are many different ways to slice this, and if we can get as many speakers on there for people to access, simply resources, that's what we want. Do you know of a great book that you've read that impacted your understanding of your femininity? Is there an organization out there that you would like us to highlight who also looks at this message? It's specifically anything that will help women understand their inherent dignity.
Boy, and I'll tell you, it's so important, the dignity of women in a technological and consumeristic society. I mean, just it's such an important ministry. And your book, too, The Authentic Catholic Woman, when we first brought you on the program, a terrific book which really can help women also sort through all the stuff that's out there.
I think so. We had fun doing that. We're swamped. We are terribly, terribly swamped. And if we can get past the technology and do, you know, just have eye contact, receive each person, you know, have an exchange of gifts, to provide God's dignity, to be spiritual mothers to the world. Actually, in Mulieris Dignitatum, it says, in the order of love, which is the exchange of God himself, the nature of God himself, women come first. So in that hierarchy, it's absolutely essential that women are on board. And, of course, this was also foreshadowed in the closing documents of the Second Vatican Council that said it's up to women to save mankind from going over the cliff at this juncture in history.
Oh, amen. Genevieve, good to talk with you again. Your book is The Authentic Catholic Woman. Give us the website again for this wonderful apostolate.
It's dignityofwomen.com. Please visit it, send me resources, and let it be just let 1,000 flowers bloom on this one.
Well, and also pray about the growth of this ministry to help women deal with everything that's out there. Thank you for asking me to
Thank
be a part of it. I'm excited, and we're going to have you back on to talk more in detail about this as it continues. Again, the website is thedignityofwomen.com.